I'm from Scarborough. Anyone from Scarborough here tonight? Oh, a few Scarborough people. I find Toronto an interesting place. I don't know that I like it, but... but it is. It's pretty awesome, I guess. I don't know. They keep telling us it's pretty good. My favorite thing about Toronto is that they're like Donald Trump to a degree where they just lie sometimes and say something that makes themselves look better. Like, Toronto every, I'd say, what, 5 years? They just say the TTC is the best in the world. Like, best in the fucking world! We did it again! We pulled it off! Best in the world! We had the vote at City Hall, we all agreed it was the best in the world! Unbelievable! You know, I grew up not too far from the zoo. My whole life they've been telling me the zoo is the best in the world. I went to the zoo, I got nieces now, I went to the zoo more often than I ever have, I suppose. I'm pretty sure that's not the best in the world. Now, I don't know shit about zoos. I've never been to another zoo, but I don't think that's the fucking best zoo in the world. I'm not even 100% sure that's the best zoo in Scarborough, for Christ's sake. I'm not 100% sure. I've been in Brimley Woods and seen crazier shit happen than a fucking zoo. They got a raccoon exhibit at the zoo. For real. That is the craziest shit. The city of Toronto, you have a raccoon exhibit. I thought the whole city was a raccoon exhibit, really. That's just like if you built some fences and then be like, we have to assume the raccoon's in there. Or you ever build a shed and there's not a raccoon in there? Can you tell me there's not a raccoon in there right now? Can you open the hamper in your house and tell me for sure there's no raccoon in there? Because I can't. I always find it nice that the city has made the streetcars free now. God, that was pretty cool. Like, maybe this is the best city in the world. I don't know. Are we supposed to pay? Are they fucking serious? I'll tell you something about me. If you don't walk up to me and tell me to pay, I won't fucking pay. I will assume it's a gift. I'll give you a heads up on the way out. I'm like, well, thanks for everything. I really couldn't appreciate it more. You guys have been nothing but nice. We're like, oh, you have to pay. Well, oh, okay, sure. If you ask me. Sometimes I think about paying for the streetcar, like where I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, I was living at King and Bathurst, and I wouldn't have to take the streetcar far to get into the city or whatever, and I'd be, I don't know if I was just lying to myself, I'd be just like going through my cards, I'm like, oh, I should probably pay for this or something. And then I'd get to where I'm going, I'm like, well, it'd be silly to pay now. I'm already here, I'm not gonna pay just to get off a fucking streetcar. We get off for free. It is free to get off a streetcar. Sometimes I'll do that at the grocery too. I'll catch myself, you know, you buy some luncheon meats at the deli or some salami or something, but you're shopping. So you're like, but I'm hungry now. So I don't see any reason why I can't eat some of the salami. I mean, I'm not trying to get over on anybody or anything. I just want to eat a couple pieces of salami. And then you eat all the salami. And then you're just left with a bag. And you're like, well, it would be silly for me just to pay for a bag. It's just a bag with a sticker that smells like salami. That's a ripoff. I'm not just gonna pay for a bag. That'd be ridiculous.